Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by She Heals. How are you doing today? I hope you're good and I hope you woke up well. Have you remembered to give gratitude to God this morning for waking you up? Priceless. Well, first, you know, as always, I want to say thank you to everyone. You've all been amazing. Your comments, your requests and everything, we're dealing with them one at a time and we'll hope we'll get down to yours very soon. Anyway, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that you're all alone? Have you ever felt that nothing is working for you and you feel like this is the end? Have you felt that the whole world is coming down on your head and that there's no way to go and that nothing can get better? A lot of people who call in or who talk to me or who send messages tell me that, look, I feel that, you know, nothing good can come out of me. I feel that everything is hopeless. I don't know what to do. I'm frustrated. I don't even know where I'm going to go. I don't think anybody loves me. I'm this and that. You know, they have so many reasons to put themselves down. Now, we're beginning to notice that a lot of children are also fed up, depressed, and then they turn and decide, okay, it's time to commit suicide. We've been reading lately in the papers and on the news and listening to children committing suicide because they're frustrated, because they fail the exams, because they feel hopeless, or because they're disappointed. Now, a lot of these kids are suffering from depression, but nobody notices. You know, things are beginning to change. In this part of the world, children didn't commit suicide. It was even never heard of. But now, within the last period of 2 months, a few of them have done this. And yesterday, I heard the terrible news that a friend of mine, her daughter, tried to commit suicide. Well, before I go on into all this, let me tell you what happened to this, to my friend's daughter. Now, her and her mom, well, they got on, but her mom was really busy. She's a single parent, so she's working, trying to raise 3 kids and put them to school. And her first daughter is 16. So, what happens? My friend, she's at home downstairs, her daughter is upstairs, and she believes, oh, she's okay, she's fine. She just came back from the market trying to cook something for them to have for lunch. Then all of a sudden, she hears this loud knock on her door. It's so loud, people are screaming outside. She's wondering what's going on. And she opens the door and finds a mother and a son screaming, and then they push past her in her own house and rush upstairs. And then she rushes after them and asking, what's going on here? What's going on here? And as they get there, they push open her daughter's bedroom door, and there her daughter is foaming from the mouth. They rush her downstairs, put her in the car, rush her to hospital, and guess what? She tried to commit suicide. Now the question is, how do these people know? Well, the boy was actually her boyfriend. Her mom didn't even know her daughter had a boyfriend, but that's not the point. What the girl had done was she had called the boy, left a message for him when he didn't pick. She then sent a WhatsApp message and said, look, I'm tired. I need to go. My mom hates me. Nobody loves me. I'm frustrated. I need to leave this world. If nobody wants me, then I'm going to leave. I love you, but it's not enough. I don't feel it. I mean, even you, I found out that you're dating somebody else and that you don't love me anymore. And she sent this long message to the guy, and then she said, I'm ending it. And the guy was smart enough to know that this girl might be committing suicide. So he called his mother. She drove him to the house and they saved her life, and she didn't die. But she took some tablets, a lot of them. Now, the question was, why is this happening? Now, is this the fault of parents? Is it the fault of social media? Who is to blame for this, and why is this happening? Well, the thing is, a lot of parents, you know, that bond between parents and child, I think it's dwindling. I think parents are no longer into their children's life the way they should be. I mean, it used to be the case whereby you couldn't do anything without your parents knowing. Everything you wanted to do, you would go to your mom or your dad and say, Mom, Dad, I want to do this. They would ask you questions. What's going on with you? How are you? What are you doing? How's your school? If you look sad, they will ask you questions. But what's going on now? I mean, you can't blame parents. Standards of living have gone up. Parents are trying to make money. Mommy and daddy's out of the house all the time. They come back late. The children are doing their own thing. If they're not doing their own thing, they're on social media. Now, on social media now, that's where all their friends are. Any of them live for validation. Validation from parents, validation from Facebook friends, validation from WhatsApp and all that. What is the problem? So I sat down with a few friends day before yesterday, that was on Saturday, and we began to look at this and think, why? What's going on? What's the problem? Why are children trying to commit suicide or even committing suicide and dying? And these are a few things that we came up with. Now, one of my friends said, well, it's because we parents don't have time for our children anymore. We're too busy. We don't even know what's going on in their lives. Another said, well, it's because they see that the answer to problems now is committing suicide. They watch films, they're exposed to it on social media. You know, everything they do is online. They don't even have friends they can talk to. They don't have people they can confide in. A bad comment, a cyber bully, somebody says something bad to them. There's nobody to explain to them that this is not who you are. And someone said, it's because we don't bring them up right. We don't bring the children up to have self-confidence. We don't bring them up to know that they are who they are, regardless of what anybody says about them. So what do you think? I mean, I think there's a lot of things going on. It's a combination of everything. I think as children, as parents, things have changed so much that for children, even parents now, social media is where we go for everything, for what we want to be, for the standards that we set, for validation, for everything we want. There's so much pressure on these children that they want to achieve things even they can't achieve, and parents don't help either by putting so much pressure on their children. I was once with someone and she said to me, oh, my child is 14 and they're getting ready to sit for university examination, which is done in this part of the world. And I was like, what do you mean she's only 14? She goes, well, yeah, she needs to do it and pass it. She can do it. I mean, I want her to be in university by the time she's 15. And I was like, excuse me, in England, you have to be 18 to get into university and you graduate at 21. Everything is done at a stage in life. At 14, you have no business being in university. You should be in secondary school and go with the flow. And there's so much pressure on the children to make it in the exams, to do courses they don't want to do. For example, in this part of the world, if you're not going to be a doctor, an accountant, an engineer, then most parents feel then you're worthless, you're not doing anything. You know, if God forbid you want to do philosophy or you want to be an artist or you want to do something else, some parents would be like, no way, what will people say? Now that brings me to that issue as well. What will people say? A lot of you derail your children's future by what will people say. A child comes to you and says, Dad, I want to be an artist. And you're like, what? You must be joking. I'm a doctor. You must be a doctor. You put pressure in them. Lately, a child in Nigeria committed suicide because they failed the medical exams. I'm sure there was so much pressure on that child to pass that they thought they couldn't even confide in their parents and tell them, I don't want to do it anymore. And they committed suicide instead. Now, would you rather your child thrives and becomes who they want to be? Or would you rather they commit suicide and do the things that you want to do? Why don't you let your child be? Why don't you support your children? Talk to them. Ask them what they're going through. I mean, come on. Social media is not the platform to express how you feel. These children don't have anybody to talk to. They're going through depression. They're under so much pressure. When they finish school, there are no jobs. They see their friends on social media or people they look up to on social media, you know, riding in big cars, spending so much money. They feel pressured to do the same. Some of them, it's about relationships. You have not brought up these children to be strong, to know who they are and to have the kind of mind that, look, I don't care what's happening. I can get through this. You need to raise kids the right way. You need to ensure them, make them have self-worth, make them have self-esteem. And that has to do with you being in their life and being there for them no matter what. When a child knows that the parents are there and they can always go to them and talk to them about anything, then they are happy because they have a support system. Without a support system, they look for validation elsewhere. They go on social media, they look up to people up there, they go online, they get depressed. You don't even know that your own child in your own house is depressed. A lot of you don't even know what your children are doing. If they ask you now, does your child have a boyfriend? Does your child have a girlfriend? What's your child doing? Where are they going? Who are their friends? A lot of parents don't even know who their friends, the children's friends are. When they tell you they're going to A, they're probably facing B. You don't know what's going on in their lives. You've never sat them down to ask them, how are you doing? What's going on with you? A lot of these children also pretend around their parents that nothing is wrong, but a lot is wrong. So my dear people, if you're not doing it, you need to start doing it now. You need to start talking to your children. You need to start asking them how they're doing, what's going on in their lives. You need to find out. You need to begin to be part of their lives and let them know that, look, we are here for you. Whatever you're going through, we can get through it together. Let them know that challenges are part of life, that everybody has them, but you always get over them. Don't raise your kids to believe that the world is perfect and nothing can go wrong and everything will be fine. Let them know that there will be hills, but they will climb them and get down and succeed at the end. Don't put them under pressure. Let them be who they are and do what they want to do so that they can come out healthy, self-sufficient, you know, self-sufficient children who are happy, who thrive, who are successful, not those who are slaves to their own conscience, who believe that whatever they see on social media and the friends they have there are their only support system. You know, we're going to continue with this topic later, but I just want to say, please, it's important that you put your children first. I know you go out there to make money and work for these children, but if they end up killing themselves, then what's the point of the money that you're making? It's important that you pray for your children, that you're always there for them, and you make sure that you talk to them, know what's going on in their life, be their support system, be the one that they can talk to and tell anything. You need to know what's going on in your child's life. You need to be part of it. You need to spend time with them. You need to switch off from work and making money and sit down with your child and ask them, how are you doing? What's going on with you? And then tell them about life. Don't raise kids who don't understand that things can go wrong and then they know nothing to do with it. I mean, it's like when you eat, they say, okay, you have to eat some germs to build up your immune system. That if you're so clean that you begin to fall ill, it's the same way. If you raise children who believe that they can get anything in life and you don't prepare them for the real world, because in the real world, they will be disappointed. In the real world, there will be troubles. In the real world, there will be challenges. In the real world, things won't always go the way they want. Now, if you don't prepare them for the real world, what do you think is going to happen? The minute a challenge, a problem, an issue comes, they're going to try and commit suicide. They're going to get depressed. It's your duty as a parent to prepare your child for the world they have been born into. The same way you've been in that world and what you've been through, tell them everything doesn't always go right. And those of you who have a lot of money, stop giving your children everything. Let them realize that there's some things that they can't have. Even if you can afford it, you are messing up their lives. Let your children do chores. Let them sweep their rooms, tidy up, wash plates, wash the car, run errands. Don't bring up children who are useless and who cannot be useful for themselves. How can you raise a child who can't do anything for themselves? How can you raise a child who doesn't even know how to make their own bed? You get a maid, you get house servants, they do everything for them. And then you raise them and they become useless to themselves. You are spoiling these children. When you're dead and gone, or when you're no longer there for them, they turn to drugs. They turn to so many things they're not supposed to do because you haven't prepared them for the real world. Now, my darlings, I hope and I pray that you can turn a new leaf if you're in this category. Or if you're someone who hasn't been talking to your children, start today. Go talk to them. It might be strange to start off with, but I'm sure you will get the hang of it. I pray that God helps you in this new mission. Well, you know I love you guys. Keep keep being a blessing and making a difference. This is Shaheel's checking out.